There are more than 50,000 homeless students in Illinois. That's according to data from the Illinois State Board of Education. One school district in suburban Cook County used a little-known state law to help two homeless families find a place to live. But even advocates of the workaround acknowledge it's only going to help a fraction of homeless families. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines explains.
Last summer, Chantille was forced to leave the home she shared with her two daughters and her mother in Des Plaines. The landlord was selling the building. We're not using Chantille's last name to protect her family's privacy. Landlords refused to rent to Chantille because of her credit score and her income. She makes $12 an hour at a department store. Moving day came, and they had no place to go.
August 1st, we were into the hotels. Living in the hotels was something I wouldn't wish on anybody.
Chantille and her family spent 2.5 months living in hotels. They lived in a single room without a kitchen. At first, Chantille drove her oldest daughter from the hotel to her school. She packed her car with all of their belongings because she was never sure where they'd be staying that night. And that's how the principal of her daughter's school discovered she was homeless.
He saw all of my things in the car and he spazzed out. He never saw me that way before. He was like, what's going on? You know, talk to me, open up.
Chantille did open up, even though she was scared to tell school staff what was happening for fear her kids may be taken away. Instead, the school helped get the family into a home. And that's thanks to a 2017 state law. The idea behind the law is to house families and save school districts money. Federal law requires that schools pay for transporting homeless kids back and forth to their original school district. When they live far away, in a hotel or a shelter, it can cost schools a lot of money. This new state law lets schools pay for a few months' rent for homeless families instead.
It saves the district money, and in the end, it saves all Illinoisans money. So everyone wins, especially the kids.
That's Sean Schleiser. He's the associate superintendent of East Main School District 63. Housing advocates I talked to in the state say his district is the only one that's actually used the law to help homeless families. So far, they've assisted two, including Chantille's. In Chantille's case, that was $1,500 to cover most of her first month's rent. And for Chantille, a home means more than just a roof over their heads. Her kids have their own rooms. Photos of relatives line the walls.
So my dining room has like a lot of pictures on the wall. It's considered our family room. We look back at the time that we have spent with family, which is what it says on our wall. Time spent with family is worth every second.
Schleiser, the superintendent, says it was clear she wouldn't have been able to find a place without the district's help. Chantille agrees.
I'd probably still be living in the hotels, or God knows, I'd probably be out on the streets or in a shelter somewhere. And the superintendent, if I ever meet that guy, I'll probably give him a big kiss on the cheek.
But this law isn't going to help most of Illinois' homeless students. And that's because it doesn't get at the root cause of homelessness for families. Christina Endres with the National Center for Homeless Education explains.
We definitely don't have enough affordable housing in this country. And so that is going to always create homeless situations.
Even though the school district helped Chantille get into her new home, she says the rent, $1,800 per month, is far from affordable.
I can't really afford the amount of rent that's here, but I work hard enough every day. And I know that at any point, if I fall behind, the school told me that they're here for me.
The lack of affordable housing remains the biggest obstacle for low-income families like Chantille's to overcome. And that's not something a single law or school district can fix. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.